الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والفجر وليال عشر والشفع والوتر والليل إذا يسر صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ما من أيام أحب إلى الله تعالى أن يتعبد له فيها من عشر ذي الحجة يعدل صيام كل يوم منها بصيام سنة وقيام كل ليلة منها بقيام ليلة القدر أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم Respected علماء كرام Elders, beloved brothers in Islam. The creator of the heavens and the earth, the one who has brought into place the system of day and night, is one Allah. Inna fi khalqi samawati wal ard wa ikhtilafi al-layli wan nahar la ayatin li ulil albab. Allah says, verily in the creation of the heavens and the earth, in the variation of day and night, the cycle, 24-hour cycle, of the sun rising and the sun setting, this system, يُكَوِّرُ اللَّيْلَ عَلَى النَّهَارِ يُغْشِ اللَّيْلَ النَّهَارِ يُولِجُ اللَّيْلَ فِي النَّهَارِ, day followed by night, day wrapped up in night, day entering night, this, call it, the cycle of life that we are observing every day. This is the supreme example of the benevolent power and qudrat and majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Outwardly, each day appears to be the same. Sun rises, sun sets, etc. However, Allah's mercy, Allah's compassion, Allah's kindness, because insan by nature is ghafil, becomes negligent. The Arabic word insan comes from the word nisyan, which means to forget. We get caught up in our activities in this world. We become negligent of our purpose and our objective in this world. Allah's mercy is such that Allah has created certain opportunities for us. We have entered into a period now. One is the month of Ramadan, which almost in the blink of an eyelid passed us by. Live to see next year Ramadan or not, no one has. We don't have that guarantee, nor do we have, actually are supposed to have that expectation also. The reality, someone is here today, they are gone tomorrow. Sahabi comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, asks him for advice. The fountainhead of all piety and intelligence, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is the advice that he gives him? Ud nafsaka min ahli al-qubur. Count yourself as if you're already in the grave. Don't have expectations for tomorrow. Allah Ta'ala, like we said, there are certain opportunities Allah has given us. We have entered into a period, the day looks exactly the same. But this period, on the one hand, Quran is the absolute truth. There is no doubt in it whatsoever. ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابِ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ وَبِالْحَقِّ أَنْزَلْنَا وَبِالْحَقِّ نَزَلْ وَتَمَّتْ كَلِمَةُ رَبِّكَ صِدْقًا وَعَدْلًا لَا مُبَدِّلَ لِكَلِمَاتِهِ إِنَّهُ لَحَقُّ الْيَقِينِ. Again and again, وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلًا وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ حَدِيثًا. Again and again in Quran, Allah affirms, this is haqq, this is haqq, this is haqq, it's the absolute truth. Yet, Allah's mercy, when something is very, very important, when this ghafil insan who is prone to forget needs to be conscientized, there are certain places in the Quran where Allah takes qasam and oath. Allah doesn't need to take qasam and oath. It is at your and my peril that we will ignore the aqsam of the Quran, the qasams of the Quran, that which Allah highlights in the Quran. In my khutbah, in the introduction, I recited a few verses from one surah of the Quran, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't just take one qasam. Allah ta'ala takes wal fajr, wal layalin ashr, wal shaf, wal watr, wal layli idha yasr, five qasams in one place. Literal translation, wal fajr, by the oath of the daybreak, dawn. وَلَيَالٍ عَشَرٍ, by the oath of the 10 nights. وَالشَّفْعِ وَالْوَتْرِ, by the oath of the even and the oath of the odd. وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَسَرٍ, by the oath of the night as it passes the day. Five qasams and oaths. Many interpretations mufassirin have given. However, Allama Ibn Kathir rahimahullah and other mufassireen and many of the Sahaba, if we read their aqwal, Allah Ta'ala is highlighting a certain period. And not just with one qasam, with five qasams. Wal fajr, by the oath of the daybreak of the 10th of Zulhijjah. Walayalin ashar. Arabic language is very wasi', very broad, comprehensive language. Literal translation, walayalin ashar, by the oath of the 10 nights. However, layl in Arabic, night can refer to a portion of a night, it can refer to the whole night, it can also refer to the 24-hour day and night. Majority of the mufassireen, walayalin ashar, by the oath of the period of the first 10 days of Zulhijjah. وَالشَّفْعِ وَالْوَتْرِ, even odd, 10th of Zulhijjah, 9th of Zulhijjah. وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَسَرْ, the night between the 9th and the 10th, 9th and 10th of Zulhijjah. Those who are in Hajj, they will know this night as the night of Muzdalifah. Five qasams, five oaths Allah takes over a certain period, certain days Allah highlights. Solar calendar 365 days, lunar calendar 355 days. As I mentioned, creator of the system of day and night is Allah. Ostensibly, outwardly, these days look the same. Yet Allah's extreme and benevolent mercy, compassion, kindness, Allah has highlighted for us. One was Ramadan, the other is these 10 days of Zulhijjah. Understand the significance of it. Allah didn't take qasam on Laylatul Qadr also. Allah told us about Laylatul Qadr. Inna anzalnahu fi Laylatul Qadr. Wama adraka ma Laylatul Qadr. Allah didn't take qasam on the day of Jumu'ah also. Allah takes qasam on these 10 days. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Before I come to that, what is significant of these 10 days? Why have they been highlighted? Ulama mentioned many reasons. Very, very apparent and clear amongst them is that in our entire year, there are two very, very great a'mal that are directly linked and associated with this period, with these 10 days. These a'mal cannot occur at any other time. The first of this amal, of these amal, as we are aware of, is Hajj. Hajj Baytullah, the fifth pillar of Islam. This occurs during this period. If someone decides on the 27th of Ramadan to go to Arafah and decides to make ibadat over there and make wukuf in Arafah, there will be absolutely no significance to it whatsoever. One day in the year, this particular period, that wukuf gets spiritual and dini importance. The second amal that is makhsus, khas, specific to this period, is that ihraqud dam, spilling the blood of the sacrificial animal. Do it any other time in the year? Yes, you will get reward of what? Distributing meat, sadaqah, khairat. But qurbani, passing the knife over the neck of the animal, that is makhsus, specific to this period. So because of these two very, very great amal, this entire period has been highlighted. On the one side, the proof of the iman in the heart of every one of us is, should be this desire that we want to be in Hajj. We want to take part in this fifth pillar of Islam. We want to drown ourselves in the mazhara, in the scene of the ushaq, of the true lovers, of the true seekers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, that haziri, that presenting yourself there, that is exclusively based on an invitation that Allah out of His hikmat has issued for a certain number of people. Al-Hujjaj, wal-Ummar, wafdullah. Al-Hujjaj, wal-Ummar, wafdullah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the haji, and the one who goes for Umrah, this is Allah's delegation. They are the people of Allah. Allah has issued the invitation. That is why we find those who have been before, when you land, sometimes you'll see placards, you'll see sign posters with a message written on it. What is it? Marhaban bi duyufir Rahman. Marhaban bi duyufir Rahman. Welcome to the guest of the Saudi Hukumat, no. To those who have received Sahuk accreditation, no. To those who can afford this trip, no. Who has called you here? Whose invitation is it? Exclusive invitation. Whose guest are you? Marhaban bi duyufir Rahman. Welcome to the guest of Rahman. Allah elevated and honored them. Allah accept their Hajj. But the proof of my and your iman should be this desire that if we can't, for whatever reason this year, make our haziri there, then, like the poet puts it beautifully, Tere mahbub ki ya Rab, Tere mahbub ki ya Rab, Shabahat leke aya hu, Hakikat isko tu hi kar de, main surat leke aya hu. That, O Allah, your beloved, your ushaq, Tere mahbub ki ya Rab, Shabahat leke aya hu. I have imitated, I have brought some level of imitation with them. Hakikat isko tu hi kar de. Ya Allah, for you, geography means nothing. Which part of the world means nothing. You can bring the whole world together in 1 second. So Ya Allah, I have brought the surat and the appearance and the imitation. You grant me the hakikat and the reality. In our Shariat, we learn, if you have not gone for Hajj, if you are not there, at least imitate. To some extent, on that imitation, also it will not go to waste. One imitation Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us. Person in ihram cannot cut his hair, cannot pair his nails, cannot apply perfume. You know the various injunctions that are pertinent to the state of ihram. I'm not going into the details. But we learn from hadith, it's not farz, it's not sunnah. Ulama have given it the level of mustahab. Do it, you will be rewarded. Don't do it. There is no guna or sin. Those who intend performing qurbani, upon whom qurbani is wajib, from before the 1st of Zulhijjah, from a South African context, from yesterday, or call it Wednesday night, from that time, avoid cutting your nails, avoid cutting your hair. Why? Why? So that the barber goes out of business? No. Why did Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam teach us this? Imitate the haji who is in the state of ihram. So that even though physically you may not be there, let that connection be with them. The second, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in his Mubarak Hajj, Jibreel comes down to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The rest of the year, when you make Allah's zikr, zikr bil jahr, making zikr loudly, this is permissible but not afzal. What is desired in zikr? To make it silently, to make it quietly. Zikr bisir is afzal. Same with dua. We know the incident of Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. When someone asked him, he said, Asma'tu man najayt. The one who I whispered to heard me. In dua, tadarru'aw wa khufya. Ud'u rabbakum tadarru'aw wa khufya. Allah says, make dua, turn to your Rabb with ajizi, with inkisari, and softly. Dua afzal is quiet. Zikr afzal for the rest of the year is to do it quietly, not to shout. But this period, from the 1st of Zulhijjah, we learn this is a period Allah's kibriyai, Allah's jalal, Allah's azmat, Allah's greatness must ring out in the atmosphere. Jibreel comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Command your sahaba. Command your sahaba. Irfa'u aswatakum. That they must raise their voices. Raise their voices in the special zikr of the one who is in ihram. The most virtuous zikr of the one who is in ihram. Labbaik. Allahumma labbaik. لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة. We know the talbiya. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, command sahaba, raise your voices during this period. What is our imitation? What is our imitation? When Allah ta'ala speaks of this period, ulama say in Surah Hajr, in Surah Hajj, the verse of the Quran, وَيَذْكُرُ اسْمَ اللَّهِ فِي أَيَّامٍ مَعْلُومَاتٍ وَيَذْكُرُ اسْمَ اللَّهِ فِي أَيَّامٍ مَعْلُومَاتٍ. Make Allah's zikr, take Allah's name in the known days. Jamhur Mufassireen, consensus of the Mufassireen, this refers to the first 10 days of Zulhijjah. In that period in Khairul Qurun, Sahaba, even in Medina, Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was a bastion of sunnah, head to toe, he was an ardent follower of sunnah. It's mentioned about him, mentioned about Abu Huraira, that they would go to the marketplace of Medina and raise their voice with the takbir. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar walillahi alhamd. This period, one hand the masla, from the 9th of Zulhijjah after Fajr Salah to the 13th of Zulhijjah after Asr Salah, one time in Hanafi Mazhab, after every Salah, loudly to recite the takbir is wajib. To leave it out intentionally is guna. But ulama have mentioned, there is an aqwal of Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, we will not call it sunnah, but awla. At least awla, advised, based on the practice of Sahaba, based on the practice of Tabi'een. This was Khairul Qurun, the first period, the glorious period of Islam. We find to a large extent this has come out. What is this? Raising the voice with takbir. Wherever we go, as much as we can, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Wallahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar wa lillahi alhamd. Increase our dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is this? This is mushabahat. This is imitating. There is a rain. There is a torrential downpour of the mercy of Allah on the plains of Mina and Arafat. Our hope and our desire is that by imitating them to some extent, at least a few droplets, at least a few sprinkles will fall on us also. Our hearts should be tuned in that direction. That is the falsafa, that is the philosophy, that is the mansha between why these 10 days have been elevated. Coming to the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Jumu'ah, unfortunately there are constraints on time, but there are a few aspects which we want to highlight inshallah, time allowing. First famous hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how valuable are these days of Hajj? How valuable are these days of Qurbani? This universal ibadat, which whether you are in Makkah, wherever you are, Allah has taken qasam and oath. Allah has elevated these days. My Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ma min ayyamin, ma min ayyamin, al-amalu s-salihu fiha, أحب إلى الله تعالى من هذه الأيام يعني أيام العشر. Literal translation of this hadith. Ignore this at your peril. Ignore this at your peril. Regard this period as a period of festivities and shopping for Eid and involvement in other things at your peril. This opportunity will come again or not, we don't know. Value this opportunity that Allah has given us. Don't treat these days like the other days of the year. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, literal translation, there are no days. Ma min ayamin. Al-amalu salihu fiha. The doing of good deeds. Ahabba ilallah. Are more beloved to Allah than these 10 days. In other words, the 10 days of Zulhijjah. I am going to digress. Then I will come back. What I am going to digress on, something very, very important. How did Sahaba react to this? When they heard this, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, there are no days in the entire year when good deeds are more valuable in the sight of Allah, more beloved in the sight of Allah than these 10 days. How did Sahaba react? I'm going to digress. Very, very important. Focus on their reaction. What did they say? They blurted out, Walal jihadu fi sabilillah. Ya Rasulullah, what are you saying? The good deeds of these 10 days are more virtuous than striving in the path of Allah. Why did they say that? Why didn't they say salah, zakat, hajj? Why did they highlight striving in the path of Allah? I'm going to digress. I'm not going too deep into this. But in this period of ghaflat, when sacrificing your life and your wealth for Allah's deen, some of us think it's a group of work of some organization. Some of us think, mashallah, I'm making my ibadat. Not necessary. Dawat and tabligh, qurbani of life and wealth to bring Allah's name alive on this earth and the way of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This was drummed into the hearts of Sahaba that there is nothing more valuable than this. A discussion is taking place in Masjid al-Nabawi on the day of Jumu'ah, a day like this. Sahabas raised their voice in the masjid. Nu'man bin Bashir is the narrator. Ma ubali alla a'mala amalan ba'da al-islam illa an asqil hajj. وقال آخر ما أبالي ألا أعمل عملا بعد الإسلام إلا أن أعمر المسجد الحرام. Two great actions are mentioned. One Sahabi says, Allah blessed me with Iman, my whole life I will serve the Hujjaj. Another one says, Allah blessed me with Iman, after that there is nothing more valuable than the Ibadat of Masjid al-Haram. Two such great actions. Ibadat of Masjid al-Haram, service of the Hujjaj. A third one says, al-jihadu fi sabilillah. Striving in the way of Allah is more virtuous than what you are saying. Voices get raised. فَزَجَرَهُمْ عُمَرُ Umar radiallahu ta'ala remonstrates with them. أَتَرْفَوْ أَصْوَاتَكُمْ عِنَّ مِمَّرِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ You are raising your voices in front of the member of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Raising your voices in the masjid. Deeni discussion. Today, we are raising our voices in arguments. Sahaba raised their voice. They got carried away. But deeni discussion. Then Umar says to them, what is the need for this? Let us make salah. We will go to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Before they could go to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this conversation reached the arsh of Allah. Jibreel was sent. Aja'altum siqayat al-hajj wa imarat al-masjid al-haram kaman amana billahi wal yawm al-akhir wa jahada fi sabilillah la yastawuna indallah wallahu la yahdi al-qawm al-zalimin. This is not my topic, so I'm just giving literal translation. I'm not going into detail. Allah, istifham, inkari, rhetorical question. This is the balagat of Quran, the eloquence of Quran. What is not literal? What is the underlying meaning? What is wrong with you? What is wrong with you? How can you ever consider serving the Hujjaj or the ibadat of Masjid al-Haram to ever be equal to that person who brought iman, did good deeds, and strove in the way of Allah? La yastawuna indallah. It will never be equal in the sight of Allah. And Allah will never guide a zalim nation. Inference, those who consider these amal to be superior than striving in the path of Allah with one's wealth and one's life, they are zalim in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sahabi comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rasulullah, show me something more valuable than striving in the path of Allah. What does Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say? Bukhari hadith, La ajidu. He says, I can't find any action like that. Mathalus sa'im al-qanit mathalul mujahid fi sabilillah kamathalis sa'im al-qanit la yafturu min salatin wala siyam hatta yarji al-mujahid fi sabilillah. Sahih hadith. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gives us a comparison. He says there is one man entered the masjid, started salah, didn't make salam, started fast, didn't make iftar, didn't break his fast. He came into the masjid, another man went out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This man remained in the masjid, not one second of ghaflat, yet he will not get the reward of the one who is striving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This was drummed into the hearts of sahaba. Understand the mizaj of Madinah Munawwara. That is why they asked this question. Ya Rasulullah, what are you saying? These 10 days, Allah's zikr, tilawat, other aspects of deen, more reward than striving in the path of Allah. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam responded, Walal jihadu fi sabil. Yes, my sahaba. Allah will reward you in these 10 days even greater than striving in the path of Allah. One exception, illa rajulun kharaja bi nafsihi wa malihi thumma lam yarji' min dhalika bi shay. One exception, that mujahid who took his life and his wealth and he went in the path of Allah and never returned back. Gave everything that my last breath will break, Allah's deen will come alive. He gave everything. He only, his amal is superior to the amal that is done during these 10 days. Inference of this, what better way to spend these 10 days than in the path of Allah? Those Mubarak people, one is the great Qurbani, great sacrifice, where our brothers and sisters are spilling their blood in Palestine, in other places, to different levels. Devote your life and your wealth during this period to bring Allah's deen alive. E'alai kalimatullah. To go person to person, town to town, village to village, gully to gully, alley to alley. One is to make Allah's zikr, the other is to bring Allah's zikr alive. One is to make Allah's ibadat, the other is to bring Allah's ibadat alive. One is for the atmosphere to resound, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Wallahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar wa lillahi alhamd. And the hajis, labbaik, Allahumma labbaik, labbaik la sharika laka labbaik, innal hamda wal ni'mata laka wal mulk, la sharika lak. And the other is to become the means of that. Become the means of Allah's deen coming alive in this period of ghaflat. Become the means of the masjid becoming full in this period of ghaflat. That is why one is Allah's ibadat, The other is to sacrifice your life and your wealth, particularly in this period. Go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Coming back, another hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What should we do during these 10 days? One is the hadith I mentioned in the beginning. Very, very briefly I'm going. How valuable? Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu, referring to the first 10 days of Zulhijjah, he would say, bi kulli yawm, alf yawm, every one of these 10 days is equivalent to 1,000 days. Bi kulli yawm, alf yawm, and the crown, the accolade, wa yawmu arafa, ashratu alaf ayyam. Anas bin Malik, they didn't get this from their pockets. They got this directly from Darbar-e Risalat. The riwayat of Musnad Bazzar, my Nabi said, afdalu ayyam al-dunya ayyamul ashr. The most virtuous days of the world are the first 10 days of Zulhijjah. So Anas bin Malik, every day 1,000 days. Yawmu Arafah, 10,000 days. 10,000 days. Arafah, my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, khayru dua, dua'u yawmi Arafah. He said the best dua, the most effective dua, is the dua of the day of Arafah, not only for the Haji. Our calendar 9th of Zulhijjah, this year is next week Friday. Devote yourself particularly to dua, dua for yourself, dua for your family, dua for your generations, dua for your hidayat, and particularly, let our hearts not be oblivious of our brothers and sisters that are suffering throughout the entire world. This is the day of the downpour of Allah's mercy. This is the day when more people are freed from Jahannam than on any other day. This is the day when Shaitan's lifelong effort is wiped away and he is disgraced more than any other day. This is what we find in Hadith. Don't waste it. How virtuous? What is the least we can do? My Nabi said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yawmu yawmi arafah, ahtasibu ala Allah an yukaffira as-sanata allati qabla walladhi ba'da. He said, I have hope and umid in Allah that the one who will fast on the day of Arafah, this doesn't refer to the Haji, it refers to everyone. The one who will fast on the day of Arafah, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, in our country, next week Friday, the one who will fast on the day of Arafah, Allah will forgive the past year's sins. Past year, okay. We were alive. We know what we did. Ulama mentioned saghira sins, major sins, we have to make tawbah. But so great this fast is. Not only the past year's sins, whether you're going to live for next year or not, we don't know. But Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, even the next year's sins. Next year's sins also, Allah will forgive for the one who fasts on the day of Arafah. Coming back to that hadith, my Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, there is no day in which Allah's worship, no days in which Allah's worship is more beloved than on these 10 days. He highlighted two things. Ya'dilu siyamu kulli yawmin minha bi siyami sana. The fast of the first 10 days, in other words, first 9 days, fasting on Eid is haram. Fast of the first 9 days, if you can't do the whole 9 days, at least do the Monday and Thursday. If you can't do that also, at least do Arafah. Do the day of Arafah. My Nabi said, each one of these fasts is equivalent to fasting for an entire year. And tahajjud salah, those that are making throughout the year, Allah bless them, give them tawfiq. At least take the extra effort. These 10 nights, ihya, making them alive, exerting ourselves in these 10 nights. What did my Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? Literal translation. Ya'dilu qiyamu kulli laylatin minha bi qiyami laylatil qadr. He said the tahajjud salah, the ibadat, the dua, the inkisari of these 10 nights is equivalent to the night of Qadr. Laylatul Qadr, you have to search for it. Here Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying, bring these nights alive. Get up, cry before Allah Ta'ala. Each night, Allah will reward you as if you made ibadat on Laylatul Qadr. One more hadith in which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam highlights what we are supposed to do during this period. We're running out of time. Ma min ayyamin a'zamu 'inda Allah wa la ahabba ilayhi al-'amalu feehin min ayyam al-'ashr. He said there are no more august, more majestic days in the sight of Allah. There are no days in which good deeds are more beloved in the sight of Allah than these 10 days. So, O my ummah, fa'akthiru, make kathrat, increase in these 10 days. What must you do? Fa'akthiru fihinna at-tahleel, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, afdalu dhikr, la ilaha illallah, afdalu dhikr. There's no zikr more virtuous than la ilaha illallah. Raise your voice this period, engage yourself, la ilaha illallah. This is tajdeed iman, this is the key to Jannah. Tahleel, what takbir. He said in these 10 days, akthiru, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallahu, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, walillahi alhamd, as much as we can. Increase tahleel, increase takbir. And the third thing my Nabi said, on that I will terminate, few more minutes, tahmeed, hamd of Allah. Let the environment gunj, reverberate Allah's tahmeed. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. The last hadith of Bukhari Sharif, Allahu Akbar. We know the hadith, we've heard it many Bukhari Sharif khatams. Kalimatan khafifatani ala al-lisan, thaqilatani fil mizan, habibatani ila ar-rahman. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanallah al-azim. A simple form of Allah's tahmeed. So simple. What did my Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? He said it is light on the tongue. Even a small child, you mentioned few times in front of him, subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanallah al-azim. The child also will learn it. How valuable? Abu Huraira radiallahu narrates sahih hadith. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, man qala subhanallah wa bihamdihi fil yawmi mi'ata marra. The one who will say subhanallah wa bihamdihi 100 times in one day, huttat khatayahu walau kanat mithlu zabad al-bahr. Even if your sins be as many as the foam of the waves of the oceans, Allah will forgive all your sins. How difficult is it? He said, light on the tongue, heavy on the scales. Habibatani lirrahman, habibatani lirrahman. Beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is it? Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanallah al-azim, subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanallah al-azim. Tahleel, la ilaha illallah. Takbir, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar walillahi alhamd. Or comprehensive, subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Or this tasbih, subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanallah al-azim. Engage ourselves, spend our time in the masjid, etc. I will terminate. One elderly sahabi comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, very very briefly, the hadith of Qabis bin Mukharik comes to Rasulullah. Raqqa azmi kabira sinni, I am old, my bones are frail. Ya Rasulullah, teach me something in my old age. Example of how simple, few seconds it takes. What did Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam say to him? He said, kul idha sallayta subha, when you read your fajr salah. And in hadith, sallayta subha means with jamaat. At least our 5 times salah with jamaat, let it not be left out during this period. That shaitan box, put it off. If you can't give it up, at least during this period, stay away from kabira and major sins. If the best ideal will be to strive in the path of Allah, if you can't do that, as much time as possible in the masjid, masturat, make an area in the home, engage ourselves in these amal. Coming back to this, Ya Rasulullah, teach me something. What does my Nabi say? Make your Fajr Salah with Jamaat. And then say three times, Subhanallahil Azim wa bihamdihi. Subhanallahil Azim wa bihamdihi. Subhanallahil Azim wa bihamdihi. What will Allah give you? Forget the reward. Forget the reward. In this dunya also, my Nabi said, Khabisa, you are very, very old. Perhaps you fear paralysis. Perhaps you fear sickness. Perhaps you fear blindness. We know what happens with old age. Allah buri maut se bacha de. Allah bimari se bacha de. Allah muhtajgi se pata. Ask the old people. Everyone will, when they become conscious of the mortality, Allah save me from this, save me from that. Nabawi nuskha. Nabawi nuskha. Nabawi prescription Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives us. Subhanallahil azim wa bihamdihi. Make your fajr salah with jamaat. Three times recite this. He said, tu'afa minal ama wal-juzam, wal-basar. Allah will save you from blindness. Allah will save you from paralysis. Allah will save you from debilitating illnesses. Learn to take from the treasures of Allah. The days look the same. This is a special occasion. Let it not go in vain. Allah give us tawfiq wa akhirah.